5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in?
And to KPR.
I believe I got the call. Is it N2KBU?
N2KPR. Rich.
Okay, very good. Got it that time. N2KPR, what's going on? How's your evening?
Well, like the whole day. Totally quiet, uneventful. Not much going on. Every time I plan on going outside, it starts sprinkling. Nope, I wait a while. See the sun come out, see some dark clouds, don't say nope. I'll wait a while, sun will come out for a while. Get ready to go outside and start sprinkling again. I just gave up. Sat inside playing around. Played on the computer for a while and talked on the landline for a while. And I took a nap because it got so dreary today. And it's so hot in here. Even with the air conditioning going, it still got hot. But that's summertime for you. Outside of that, that's all that's happened. It's, like I said, very, very quiet and uneventful. And to keep you back to that.
Okay, Rich. Well, I know what you mean with the hot. And it was that way. You know, it seemed like whenever you wanted to do something to look sunny and good, and then it started raining. And then later in the afternoon, I guess just somewhat before dinner time, it was nice and sunny out, and it was continuing rain, even while the sun was out. So that went on up here probably for a good 20 minutes to a half an hour. Strange as it was, that's just what it was doing. So kind of messed things up a bit, I imagine, for a few people wanting to get out and do the last minute things before dinner. Okay, well, you have a fine evening. Glad you checked in this evening. 73 to you, and have a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Are there any other mobile stations or battery-powered wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2IZE. My name is Dick from Kinderhook, New York. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Dick. How are you doing? And I hope your day was good. Well, let's put it uneventful, but a pleasant day.
It absolutely was. It was hot, that's for sure. A little on the muggy side. Didn't do a whole lot outside today. I set up, worked on setting up my crossband repeater, and that went pretty well. Got some weather started moving in around dinner time. Fortunately, most of it went north and south of us. It's funny, when that weather comes over across the Hudson River, across the Catskills, over to Catskills, it seems to split. More times than not, it'll go north towards Albany or south below Hudson. So it's good and bad. You know, it's a mixed blessing, I guess. When you need the rain, sometimes you don't get it. So other than that, pretty quiet day. Just trying to stay cool. And so I'll turn it back to the net. It's KD2IZE. Back to you, Bob.
All right, very good, Dick. I'm glad you at least had a decent day of it, and it was humid. I know I had a few things I was doing this morning, and I'll tell you what, early on, and I'm sure you're aware of it, you could have cut it with a knife just about. And it was sunny, and you thought it was going to burn off, and then it got just clouded over, and it just stayed there. And the temperature seemed to increase as it was, so... Well, it was a whole lot better than having a completely rainy day, so that worked out all right. Well, you take care, and thank you for checking in. You have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. This is N5ALW. Are there any additional Echo Link stations?
This is KD2FBM checking in through the Echolink system. Bob, Kevin James here. I think it looks like I'm the last one in the lineup here.
Yeah. How was your day? What was going on?
Yeah, Bob, just like you guys kept looking threatening outside at one point here about midday when it was up in the 80s, it really got nasty looking, and some real good cracks of thunder and lightning were occurring around us here, so kind of hung out where it was comfortable in the air conditioning. Currently outside, we got partly cloudy skies with 69 degrees, and I'm hoping that it'll be okay sleeping weather for tonight, so that'll be a good thing. On that note, I won't hog the repeater up, but I will remind you, if you want, take a peek, listen in on the adkpraise.com if you can't get it over the air at 88.1 or 106.5. I'm doing the weather tomorrow morning, so you'll hear me on the air. On that note, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Yeah, it's I'll certainly tune in and listen in the morning. Well, you take care, and thank you for checking in. Always welcome. 73. And I will make a... Well, let's see, we'll take... This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
F2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KA2WZ.
AC2WI.
Okay, there's three more. KC2WY, hello, Pete. KA2ZNZ, Jack. N2PFM, George. N2PFM, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Jack, Pete, and everybody else there on the net. We got a temperature of 71 degrees here on the mountainside. Range today was 65 to 79. Very humid. We did have a thunderstorm in late afternoon, and then that passed and the sun came out again. But humidity is definitely way up. As you know, I do not have a used air conditioning here, so... I just say I got a fan, but I don't use air conditioning. Didn't use the fan yet today, but probably the next few days, through the middle of the week, I probably will have to use the fan, because it's going to be up here around 84, 86. Okay, well, I did some work out in the container today, so it got a little too hot in there, and then I had to stop that. And not too much else, so I'll say God bless in 73, then 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, it was a humid day today, that's for sure. Yeah, the fans don't use much electric compared to the air conditioning, and when they're on, they help. They move the air around, and they help dissipate the humidity. So that's what we do here. When it gets too cold, we turn the air on. So, all right, well, you have a good evening, 73. And we'll move along to Jack, KA2ZNZ. Jack, how are you doing?
Yeah, good evening, Bob. Everybody on board. Well, we're doing pretty good down this way. We've had the air conditioning running all day today. It's still cycling out a little bit. Keeps that humidity out, if nothing else. We had a high of 85. Low this morning of 68. Right now it's 75 outside. Very humid, as usual. So that's about it down this way. Not much more to report, I guess. 7-3's all around. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, always glad to have you to check in. Yeah, I know you got a bit hotter weather than what we do here. And I guess the mountains kind of defray it a little bit, but boy, I'll tell you what. Whether it was here or where you were, we certainly had the humidity along with it. And we knew that was coming with the rain and all. And then, strangely enough, here it was sunny, just like a sunny late afternoon. And it was just raining. And it just, I couldn't understand it. I thought, is this cloud ever going to move, or is somebody on the other side of the house with the hose on? But it was coming down, and it went on for probably, I'd say, a good 20 minutes to a half an hour. So, odd, you don't see that too often. All right, very good. Thanks for checking in, Jack. You have a good evening. KC2WI, Pete, how you doing?
KC2WI. Well, my digital thermometer says the high was 82 here today, and I was out in the afternoon. I went to, I was going to go up to Tibbetts Point, where the Thousand Islands Repeater Club had set up to do, put the lighthouse on the air for the International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend, and I really wanted to do that, but it's about an hour and a half drive. And most of the activity really goes on before 2 o'clock, because at 2 o'clock the North American CUSO party starts, and the bands just get, you know, it sort of wipes out low power stations, and then making contacts, lighthouse contacts, is difficult. So I didn't get right up and out, and hemmed and hawed, and by the time I said, you know, I really would kind of like to go, it was 9:30. I said, well, I'm not going to be there 11, and I got other things to do, and so I didn't go. And I went into town and actually went to McDonald's for breakfast. It's the first time I've done that in months probably. And went to the bank and, you know, went to the grocery store and picked up a couple of items at Walmart, and so on, and came back here. I thought I was doing pretty good. It was 12:30, and, you know, it was kind of overcast. It wasn't very hot. It was, you know, reasonable, and just kind of worked around, did this, did that. Finally, I never really got started on some of the stuff I really wanted to do for as far as computer work. Finally, I think I went over, it was getting warm, so I went over for a quick swim at the boat launch, and the sun almost came out. I said, well, I'm going to wait, something might be out, and it was out for about 5 minutes and went back in. So I came back and I decided to put together my snowmobile dolly. I got one of those contraptions that has the two wheels, big wheels, and you've got a couple pads that you roll it under the front of the snowmobile and then push the handle down and lift the front up. You have a little strap that you hook on the bumper and you can roll it around. And my father's been saying you should get one of those for years, and I'm like, well, I don't need that. But I just got tired of horsing them around manually when I want to move them, because I got them in the basically in the grass, so I got to move them once in a while. And in the old days, you know, in the good old days, they were light enough you could pick up, plus the skis would slide, but they're so heavy now that they don't really. All the weight's on the skis, so it's hard to drive them. And I was wondering how well it would work. It's got pretty good sized wheels, but my grass is not, you know, I don't have a nice, well-patched, smooth lawn. It's kind of bumpy. And it's still a little tough, but it's a lot easier than trying to pick them up. And a lot more convenient than having to start the things all the time. That took quite a bit of time, and in between that I was also doing some cleaning up in my garage, or, you know, sorting stuff on the shelves, and boy, it got hot. So I was going to go for a swim, but I came inside and started fiddling around, and finally did go out. But and by that time, it actually was really, really nice out, but it was six something here, and, you know, the sun was out, it was clear and all that, so I cooled off. So the activity of the day, it was really hot working in that garage and that, and but it's not bad here now. It's 70 degrees. It's it's a little damp, but it's very, very pleasant. If the sun was out all day, it wouldn't have been, but you know, it was overcast most of the day. We never really had any rain here. I heard some thunder and that, but I never saw a raindrop. KC2WI.
Well, it sounds like you had quite a day planned, Pete, but I've done the same thing you have. You write it out, write notes, and have only good intentions of doing a plan for the day, and then everything goes awry, and it just gets helter-skelter after a while. I know I've had probably, I guess, we'll make another call, see if anybody else would care to join us. This is N5ALW, looking for check-in. Well, my day was relatively quiet. I played a little golf in the morning while it was cool, and then got a few other light things done in between chances of rain, and we had a few spatters of rain here and there. And we're getting ready for vacation. We've got relatives coming in. They're going to stay at our house starting on the 20th, and we're gonna leave the 20th, so we'll be returning on the 30th, on Sunday, hopefully, or 31st, May. So anyway, we really need to, someone needs to pick up the net for the, let's see, we got the 20th and the 22nd. The 27th and the 29th, so that way we have some coverage. But yeah, we're gonna be a first vacation we've taken in a long time. We've done weekends here and there, but not had the opportunity to get out and do an actual vacation. And like my wife said, she's gonna get me away from doing things. I'm not taking a rest like I should be. Well, that's me. So anyway, that's the story with that, and I'm sticking to it. Are there any additional check-ins? Anyone else care to check in this evening? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Yeah, it's okay if you have a query for anybody on the that's listening. I was looking around trying to find a telescope. So Somebody wants to sell me a Vertex, but I don't know anything about them. I was wondering if anybody knows if they're any good or not.
Okay, I would presume you're talking about the Vertex 2 meter, or is it another band, Rich?
The Vertex, oscilloscope. That's all I can tell you about it.
Oh, okay. That I can't help you on. The only thing I can say is that the Vertex seems to be a quality product. Everything I've heard about them has been relatively good. I had, I believe, the company may be associated with Musin, which is, oh boy, talk about a brain bubble here. Yaesu. I had a Vertex, I guess it was expanded band 2 meter, went on up to, I think, 170 something, but it had to be programmed. But it was a quality rig. It seemed to have all the features and things that you would look for, and it was very soundly built. Didn't have any problem with it. And the only thing I can say is if the scope is anything like that, it's got to be quite a good piece of equipment. But how good it is, I couldn't tell you. You know, I've never really gotten involved in those. So it was a long, lengthy explanation, but I'm sure it didn't help you much. So back to you, Rich.
You heard it's a Vertex 2 meter, but this is a Vertex, T-E-K. Like I said, I don't know anything about oscilloscopes. I know I need one, because I do putter around with electronics, and oscilloscopes come in very handy. And then, of course, I got to learn how to use it, but I don't know. I looked at it, everything looks good, it works. But I just don't know if it's a quality or poor quality. It's an analog, so I'm assuming it's fairly good quality. I'm not sure. Okay, thank you, Bob. And to keep you.
Okay, Rich. Yeah, I would imagine it's something a little bit different than what I was talking about, because I think the Vertex TEX, I think that's an offspring of Yaesu, or at least a subsidiary. Yeah, that I couldn't help you with. Sorry about that. And the only one I could think of that might, I don't know, Pete might, but I'm not really sure about that. Pete, if you're listening and you want to comment on this, feel free to jump in on it.
I missed the beginning of that because I was outside trying to get things going here. So what was it? What is it you're looking for information about there, Rich? Some kind of oscilloscope?
Yeah, Roger, Pete. A Vertex.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen one. A Vertex, well, Vertex, you know, Vertex Standard or Vertex is like the parent company of, you know, of Yaesu. Yaesu's a... I think is a ham. Well, they have both ham and commercial radios with the Yaesu name, but a lot of the commercial stuff is Vertex. You know, I didn't even know they made scopes, but I don't know if this is a scope, or is this something that's marketed for the ham radio market, or what?
It's an analog oscilloscope.
Well, you know, they make pretty good stuff, so I would, you know, just on general principles. You know, I guess the question is, how old is it? And assuming it's all solid state scope, and then the question also is, what do you want to use it for, and what is the frequency response? Is it a sort of audio scope, low frequency scope? Does it go up to 10 megahertz, 20 megahertz, you know, whatever? That's all kinds of questions. I have an old, I think it's a heat kit here, that I haven't even used in years, and boy, they're just such a handy instrument, and of course I haven't used a modern one. Back when I was at GE/Lockheed, you know, the digital scopes were really not quite out. I think maybe just starting, but they were a hybrid. You know, they had no, I guess we had digital, yeah, because we had by the time I left, they had, you know, it was really expensive stuff, scopes and network analyzers, and you could put markers on them and do measurements and all kinds of good stuff like that. Yeah, it was in the 90s. And that's real nice, but, you know, for basic looking at stuff, good old-fashioned analog scope is pretty good. But, I would say that it's probably, you know, it's not probably junk, but that's about all I know. I mean, I've never seen a Vertex scope, but I assume since mostly they're in the business of making radio stuff, that it would be something oriented towards radio servicing, you know, and so on.
Yeah, okay, like I said, I don't know anything at all about oscilloscopes. I did use one way back when I was in high school, and that was in, 1965, maybe, 64, when I built my first CB, but I had my shop teacher was right there over my shoulder about 20 times an hour, so I had no problems with, you know, getting help. But I haven't used one since, so I don't remember anything about them. Okay, thanks an awful lot, Pete. Appreciate it. And to keep you up.
Hey, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, Jack, Kevin, George, Dick, and Rich for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening. 73 to all, and 5 ALW clear.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Let's see, I do hold traffic for N5AOW and KD2AIT. The other stations I think I've caught already. Okay, looking for stations, whether without traffic.
KPR, hello Jack. By the way, you sounded very scratchy on the link repeaters. N2 KPR.
Yeah, did you try to check in there again? Because I didn't hear you.
Nope, I even barely heard Carol checking in. I figured it wasn't that bad, I wasn't even going to try. N2 KPR.
Well, I might have had the beam facing the wrong direction, but usually Jack comes in mobile. Usually he's the first one to tell me when it doesn't sound good. So, it might be something on the link, because I know they had it working on it the other night, working on the repeater, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll have to check tomorrow night with some of the guys down there. But thanks for the info. I appreciate that, Rich, and thanks for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with world traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Okay, Rochester wiped me out. Bob, was that you, N5AOW?
Yes, sir. Sure was.
Okay, very good. I heard you just start, and I thought that I saw your voice. If you can hang on for just a minute, I'll give you that report, and I'll have everybody caught except AIT. Any other stations for the world traffic?
This is N2WBX, good evening.
Okay, very good. N5 AOW Bob, and of course I KPR Rich, N2WBX Old Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Okay, see, Rich and Dennis, I got caught last night. Okay, N5 AOW, are you ready?
Roger, ready, Jack.
Okay, please copy number 125, routine. KA2ZMZ, 10. Liverpool, New York, August 1. Going to your station, Vic. July Act 10 report. Stations 1047. Traffic 269. Sessions 31. 73 break. Mark, KB2KOJ, of course, as you know, he's my assistant, that manager for Act 10, and he does the summary for me. So, end of the traffic, how'd you do?
Okay, roger, copy that.
Okay, Bob, thanks, appreciate that. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Okay, thank you all for taking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.